This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Thibo Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this, a Wednesday evening. I'd like to start off, if I can, and I will, by saying good evening to Michael.
I said earlier,
I was nasty before, now it's a new era.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Sometimes I think you're garbage, Michael.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
But here's the issue.
And there's so many other things that could have been there today. That's the...
Don, what?
He was so getting ready to blow.
Excuse me?
He was getting ready to blow.
But here's the issue.
It's been quite a run recently for...
Come on, do it. I swear to God, that'd be so fabulous. And you better kill me.
Michael, if I never talk to you again, I'd be good. Wow. Sometimes I think you're garbage, Michael.
Would you ever sniff Michael? Would you ever sniff him?
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
I hate Don.
Wow. Well,
it's going to come to a close at some point.
Why?
What?
It's just, well,
I love you.
He's my friend.
But you sometimes irritate me to no end. And why can't, and I think we have the kind of relationship where I should be able to express that.
That's right.
And it not be that big of an issue.
All right.
Because you become like a baby and can't handle it because we're supposed to worship you. Well, I love you, but I don't worship you.
Another good drop.
He's going to need two, what do we call them?
Brackets?
Brackets, yeah.
We've talked about it a lot. It's been, you know what, though? I want to spend a moment here, RJ, if we can. Just a moment. Let's go over some of Michael's stuff recently, because while we all hype Don, and Don will be the favorite, of course, Don, it's 3 years straight.
Well, how long have we been doing it, Andrew? Three or four?
There's three so far.
I think it's three.
Yeah. I think you're going for four. Yeah, this is a lot. You're like the Islanders. Let's hear a couple of Michael moments that could be in the conversation for high seeds.
It's called buttercloth. Stop capping. What does capping mean? You're an idiot, your sister smells, and she's ugly. That's I just feel like doing a thirst trap. Wait, what's that poster? Rabbi Khan? What is that? Okay.
In Game 7 of the 2016 World Series.
Oh.
Fin the slap.
Fin the slap? I'm shocked that you would cast aspersions on people's looks when you're hideous in your own right. Defensive end Mel Vinningham, Vinningham. I don't go to see scary stuff. I'm scared by life.
Yeah, that's a strong guy.
I don't know what I do. Andrew, do you have an idea of what my top seed is right now?
No. Oh. Michael's Melvin Ingram drop is so underrated. That is, what happened there?
Yeah, what did happen there, Michael?
I couldn't read my own writing. I didn't.
RJ, you can stop playing the March Madness music. It sounds like we're in a rave.
I messed up. I'm sorry. I know you guys look up to me and expect me to be perfect, but sometimes I'm not.
But Melvin Ingram?
Defensive end Mel Vinningham? Vinningham?
Melvin and Graham? I know nothing.
So in the Washington game, you think that Young is going to chase Jones?
That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Thibo Diaw. Yeah. I put up a nice poll. Oh, this is fantastic timing because my dog is barking and the phone is ringing. But guess what, everyone? Bear.
He's got a strong bracket. There's going to be one heck of a March Madness, I can tell you.
No, it's not.
It's the problem is just there's no beating Sniffem. There's just...
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
It has so many things, because the anger and you just love Tiger, then it has sniff him, which makes no sense, and then sniff him dead, which is violent and makes even less sense.
Sniff him, and you want to take in his essence.
By the way, the
just
other day...
love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
Someone, Michael, was celebrating when Don threatened to smack my face dead the other day.
Right.
And one thing that's really lost in that moment.
God, smack your face dead.
He hits his microphone. He's so out of control.
God, smack your face dead.
I got to tell you, Don, I don't know how you feel. While I can laugh at the audio.
Don't talk to me that way.
It's a little hard to revisit the video.
I'm sorry.
No. It's not
painful. I mean,
there are certain people that you go, wow, if they couldn't do that, right? They have, you know, a really tough way to make a living. Don would be institutionalized if he wasn't on the radio.
And Michael really does believe that, because for some reason, I don't know whether it's because of the Michael K. Show parody or whatever, that a lot of my rants were popping up on Twitter last night.
Right. Okay.
And the one with the Will Forte came up. Matt Forte. Came up.
Wait, I was like, I don't remember.
I hope he doesn't play.
Right, drop that which like five drops came out of that.
Let's really go with Don.
It was a really entertaining ride. I was laughing aloud.
How many chances you get?
Because I hadn't seen it maybe ever. And like Michael like retweets it like, you know, like there's something wrong. I forget what the exact quote was. Michael.
I said, sometimes I worry for my friend. I thought it was gentle.
One of the most worrisome drops, where it sounds as if Don's on the verge of just breaking down and weeping, is I hope he doesn't play. It sounds like it's a viral video, Michael, where it's like man loses it at Florida Wawa, you know, over Miami Hurricanes game.
And the real underrated part of it, and what's great too about that, is that then I turned my vitriol to Michael, and the shock on his face, like you're going after me, because that was right around the time where you were having problems with people doing roll call, and then I said, oh, when people do the roll call, you want to stab them in the chest, but you're going to give this guy 12 chances, so then I was mad at you.
Anyway, you were. And what about, someone posted the other day also, the look at this garbage. He throws a very expensive microphone.
No, look at this garbage!
Well, because the microphone is the garbage.
You've seen, Peter, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, I actually haven't. That's next on my list.
I mean, you'll watch this movie and go, well, Don would fit in with this group.
Come on. That's not nice. These are just legitimate things that happen, and I'm very open to...
No, but your anger is like, it's triggered by... And because I know that these rants are not fake or made up, these things really set you off. You need help. Wow. You need to go to Vienna for a while.
Get me help.
Oh, Vienna, like the Billy Joel vehicle.
No, like the Freud vehicle.
Oh, that one too.
And not just one doctor...
A team.
Like a battery of doctors.
Working 24/7.
I'm not bothering anybody.
No, I know, but, you know.
I'm entertaining people, actually.
Before they snap, never bothered anybody.
Michael, I've been doing this for 20 years. Actually, I've been doing it my entire life.
He's been watching football for 40 years.
There'll be friends of mine who would say that the thing they enjoy watching the show is that this is how I was in, like, high school and college.
I understand, but you're dangerous. You're a big man. You've broken your brother's leg in a fit of anger.
That's a great point.
I mean, what's next?
We were just horseplay.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's hear from someone who is not nearly...
6:15, he has another story yet. 6:15.
You know, it's the holiday book. let's hear from Adam Gasse, who was actually very upset. He says he was pissed off, pardon the French, after Sunday's loss.
Were you in a funk after that loss?
Yeah, I was pissed. I felt like our guys played well enough to win.
Thank you.
Now, can I just say one thing?
Please.
They didn't play that great.
They played well enough to win. He didn't say they played great.
I know, but I mean, don't celebrate yourself and break your, you know, you can't be double jointed and patting yourself on the back.
Well,
I,
damn okay. it.
Three oh, turnovers and three straight possessions.
Listen, that's not fair, though.
I will jump Gase at the slightest, without the slightest hesitation. I think he's an awful coach. But I can't jump him for that opinion. They played well enough to win. It was the best game they played all year. They were in control of that game, and they should have won that game. If not for an egomaniac defensive coordinator. And the problem I have with Gase is that because of his just lack of caring about the defense, allowed that play to go through. But I could see him being devastated by it. I don't care what Jet fans think. They're rooting for their team to lose. You got to have some sympathy for those players. It's killing these players. They're on an 0-12 team, and they're going to be on an 0-16 team.
I feel sorry for the players. I don't feel one ounce of remorse for the coaches.
No, I don't feel any. Well, I mean, I can't tell you how I feel about Loggins or any of the other guys. I could probably feel bad for them. Gase has done an awful job, and Greg Williams deserved to be fired. I don't feel any pity for them. And when Gase gets fired, that is going to be well deserved. But I think he's genuine when he says it really affected him. Because that will probably go down as the worst way to lose of his career.
I know it was, well, we don't know what his career entails, but let's hear from the other coach in the building, and that would be Joe Judge. He has an update on Daniel Jones.
As far as Daniel, we're going to give him an opportunity to go out there today, move around the field. We're still in that point of the week. I haven't seen him do anything physically yet this week since the end of last week. Really, we'll see him move around today. We're optimistic. I know he's, you know, going to tell us everything we want to hear. We've got to, again, use our eyes instead of our ears with Daniel. So we're going to put him out there today, make sure we, you know, give him a chance to progress. Today's a walkthrough, so we're not going to see everything full speed. Tomorrow we'll be on the field moving around. And then Friday will be a big day for us to kind of make a final decision, hopefully, going into the weekend.
You know what that win against Pittsburgh did, Peter? It put the Giants in a position where they don't have the luxury of just being careful with Jones and saying, all right, we can give Colt another week because, you know, we're still in good shape because Washington lost. That Washington win it put them into where I don't know if they're going to have that luxury.
I loved it. I kind of want to just relive it, watch the whole thing again.
Well, the NFL Network relives classic games, and that would probably go down as a classic.
It might. It's a Washington classic. My goodness. Because after the Giants won on Sunday, I was just like, man, I wanted to enjoy December. You know, my original hope was, let me enjoy Thanksgiving, right?
And you did.
And then we lead up to Thanksgiving, and I go, I know this division's a joke, but guess what? This game still means something. That game got more meaningful by the way, wouldn't you agree, Dom, with the way they beat the Cowboys? That made you take notice and go, huh, they crushed them.
Hey, so, Peter, how did your rapid test go? You never told us.
Yeah.
Negativo.
Oh, good.
Thank you for asking.
No secrets.
Nancy thought we dropped the ball with that, Michael.
Why?
It's like, yeah, you opened the show with him getting tested and all that, and we never found out if he was tested negative. I mean, well, that's on Peter.
Well, thanks for throwing me right under the bus.
Well, I was just saying, well, when did you find out?
Very early in the show.
Well, then that's a bad job out of you.
You didn't think it was important.
That's a good point. I found out at 4 o'clock I probably should have. But because the thing is, I knew I was going to be negative. I don't see anyone. I'm careful. But at the same time, I did find out there were three people who work in my building that tested positive. So
your concierge?
By the way, that was a great line by Dave Rothenberg. I use the word concierge to describe the person who's at the front desk of my building. And Dave, I don't know if you guys heard the throwaway line, when he said that they could book me tickets at the Empire State Building. I thought it was hilarious. Apparently you guys disagree. Now,
I heard it.
What? You know what? That line was better than the disgusting blue filth that Rick DiPietro sends you.
No, it wasn't.
Have you heard anything about this app Clubhouse, Michael?
No.
Don, have you?
No.
Andrew, have you?
No.
RJ, have you?
Yes.
Wow.
Why don't we ask every one of our audience, too?
Steve, have you?
No.
Don, have you? Oh, I already said Don.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a, it's this technology that feels like it should have come out in, like, 2007. It's like Twitter, or it's like an AOL chat room, but audio. And it's becoming very popular. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
People just complaining, and it's like
People are just
like
having
a radio
panels
show where people with no hosts, people just go
kind
and
of.
Okay.
It's kind of like panels being held 24/7. But yesterday, as a prank, and I thought this was very funny, but maybe it's just me. I don't know, Don. It felt very like Christopher Guest, but I see people doing all these things that seem so dumb on this app. So I started a chat room called, and it will alert people to the name of it. I called it Silent Meditation. Please enter quiet and remain quiet. And I started the chat room and hit the mute button, and 10 people came and sat in this room. It was on mute. There was nothing. And I said, how long will this happen? One of our coworkers, a great journalist, and Donna, a man I know, you know him, he's a great guy, very talented, very smart, Arta Ocal. He sat in the room for 7 minutes.
Really?
In silence.
And what did Arta think he was going to gain from that?
And
maybe he wanted
to
chill.
No one, at least as far as I could tell, noticed the irony that it's an audio chat room, and I said, silent meditation. Enter quiet and remain quiet. That means there's nothing.
You're a clever little imp, aren't you?
You are. Yeah.
Well, I thought
I would never think about that.
Well, I'm a loser, though. I mean, I'm looking around at people doing these things, and I'm like, well, there has to be a point to this. What am I missing? But people who are in my industry, famous and important, are doing this. So
I would never do it. I never give away my thoughts for free.
I know how you feel about that, and I respect it. I believe that when the pandemic is over and people return to their jobs, a thing like Clubhouse will lose all of the regular people and be reduced to being a site about one thing. What do you think that thing is?
Sex.
There it is. Thank you.
You beat me to it. I was going to say that.
Hey, guys, you know what I think we should do here?
What's that?
What?
Jim Harden watch. What are your thoughts?
Here goes the beer, and a left-hand throwdown! 61!
Jim Harden watch.
Jim Harden seems like a math teacher. It's just some irony.
You say irony, I say stupidity.
That has to be in another region.
Was that... I don't know if that was this year.
It all blends together.
Jim Harden... This year. Jim Harden, who doesn't seem like he wants to play for the Rockets very much, and maybe leaning towards the Sixers, or maybe he doesn't want to play very much at all, because... Actually, I don't know. Sorry, I just... Oh, no. Oh, God. It's unfortunate.
You know what? In the old days, if you would watch 60 Minutes, Mike Wallace would have a lot of these moments.
I know nothing. No disrespect to Wallace, but he could never handle him. Sorry. The Rockets are still awaiting word from the NBA about how James Harden will continue. So, if you missed the precursor to this story, he decided to go to Lil Baby's birthday party. And, in fact, he gifted him really expensive stuff, including, I think, just a stack of cash, upwards of around $100,000, according to Lil Baby's post on Instagram. By the way, busy week for Lil Baby. We could do Lil Baby watch.
Please don't.
He was outed by a porn star this week for having relations while in a relationship. So he's had a very... Yeah.
Infidelity so he, in the hip-hop
I mean,
world,
there's a
Michael.
Chance he might have made a little baby.
Wow, brilliant stuff. I like how Ebro described the transaction with a porn... when a situation like that having a porn star, and then the porn star immediately getting home, going on Twitter, and saying... I'm $6,000 richer, and I have a belly full of 1942, which is tequila or whatever the booze is. Whiskey? I forget. As Ebro described it, that's terrible customer service.
Might be a lost cause, my G.
But either way, this isn't about Lil Baby watching him having a little baby. This is about Jim Harden. The Rockets are unsure after his activities when James Harden will be cleared to practice. They're waiting word about the COVID-19 protocols. He's been holding out. He has been out in the streets, apparently, and he did not report to the Toyota Center for COVID-19 testing until Tuesday, 2 days after the Rockets' first team practice. So now, in order for him to get back into the facility, he's going to have to clear 6 COVID-19 tests.
Imagine if Don had to clear 6.
Oh, he'd still be waiting for number
all the
one.
Seepage. I mean, he'd never get back to play.
Well, there's so many opportunities for jokes around seepage and Lil Baby, but I think I'm just going to move forward.
There was seepage.
Let's hear from Kevin Durant on how camp is going so far for the Nets.
Such a talented group. You got guys that can do multiple things on the floor with the basketball. It brings the best out of everybody. Having Spencer, Karis going at it every day, Kyrie, myself going at it, DJ and Jared going at it every day. That just breeds that competition. And, you know, it's a healthy competition, though. It's not like guys are wanting this other guy's spot. It's more so we want to push each other because we know, everybody is going to help towards the end goal. So it's been healthy. It's been good. And, you know, guys are getting better.
It's a good team. It's going to be fun to watch. And, by the way, Nets Hot Stove follows our show on Yes.
Oh, hey, Bear. Do you think we should have... Should there be a Kevin and Kyrie watch going into the season?
I think we should have a Kevin Durant weekly.
Spot?
So I'll get to climb in on that, would you?
Oh, I tried to get Kevin Durant for the show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, look at you. And I was Kleiman shot you right down, didn't he?
I was given the no.
Interesting.
Now, when Kleiman says no, does he then volunteer his own services?
You know what? I resemble that remark. He did not, but he said no. I tried for a lot of people. I failed miserably in many ways trying to get that big-time spot to just really tick Michael off. But
it turned out you didn't need it.
Well, no, the show is gorgeous.
We didn't get the numbers for that yet?
Not yet.
Next week, right?
Could be.
No. I think it would be the last week.
Don, I've seen some other numbers, though. They're terrific.
Good.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of numbers, the top six teams in college football in the playoff rankings are unchanged. Alabama, top spot, followed by Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Florida. Because I spend so much time in Florida, by the way, I'm considering adopting Florida as my team. Why not?
Like every team that plays in Florida?
No, just Florida, the state. You know? Gators.
You should actually set up residence there. You pay a lot less in taxes.
That's a good point.
Why? Because it's just Florida? Or, you know, were you ever in Gainesville?
Yeah, Florida State, maybe.
Tallahassee.
Miami Hurricanes.
I think if you're going to go with a statewide...
FIU?
If you're going to go with a statewide team, I think you go Florida or Florida State.
That's a good question.
I think that's what you have to do.
Florida Atlantic?
No, Miami's pretty big, no?
And it's huge. A public school, too. Still.
A-Rod, a big benefactor at Miami.
Michigan and Jim Harbaugh, James Harbaugh, if you will, are going to discuss the future of James with the program after the season ends.
There's already reports out that they want to sign to an extension. I mean, how many games does he have to lose?
Listen, he's got the Kavorka.
I mean, there was a person on this very show who asked the poignant question, how many chances you get?
I remember the guy who said that. I thought he was tremendous.
How many chances you get?
Thank you.
You don't hear a lot of rumblings about, you know, the Jets throwing everything at Jim Harbaugh now, do you?
Any NFL team that hires him, it wouldn't be a slam dunk now. It would be a question mark.
Big question mark. Coach K, speaking of question marks, is questioning...
There's no question mark about Coach K. Don't you dare segue like that.
No. I'm not questioning the coaching ability of Michael Krzyzewski. But he's questioning whether college hoops should even be happening. After the loss to Illinois, which is not what you want, he openly questioned whether they should be playing basketball right now.
I don't think it feels right to anybody. I mean, everyone is concerned. So we made an assessment, that, and there was a consensus. It wasn't like well planned that we're going to start November 25th. And that was made without knowing if there was going to be where the vaccine was, how many cases. Basically, it was more of a mentality of get as many games in as possible. I would just like for... just for the safety, the mental health and the physical health of our players and staff, for their, like, to assess where we're at.
I mean, it's very fair. I can understand people saying, well, he's saying that at 2-2. If he was 4-0, he probably wouldn't bring it up, but it's fair. Because he's not saying, let's just cancel it, but let's reevaluate this. Are we really doing the right thing? But the more you play, you know, then you're going to have teams that are like, wait a minute, well, why aren't we playing? Well, I'm getting my games in. My players are healthy. We got a shot at something. So once you get started, you almost feel obligated to finish.
What was the I forget who the college football coach was who, like, I mean, it might have been Orgeron in LSU. Let everybody get. I mean, the team that has everyone get it is at a distinct advantage. It's the drip, drip, drip of getting it, shutting down for 3 weeks. Another person getting it, shutting down for 3 weeks. It's almost like let everybody get it, have your own little team of herd immunity, and then you're good to go. But the rule they have in that if you have one positive test, you must stop playing for 2 weeks. I don't know how you do it.
And is that logical? When you see the NFL basically pulling a player out of warm-ups who's positive, who made physical contact with teammates and the opposition, and the game still gets played.
It's very weird. I actually think that's too heavy-handed, what college basketball is doing. But there's no right answer to this. Nobody knows. No one knows.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily look great of Coach K that earlier he'd said, we can't afford another season without March Madness. And now they're 2-2, and he's saying, you know what?
He's not saying cancel the season. He's saying let's wait until the vaccine is administered. You could still have a season.
You don't think that Coach K is in a position where if he had loudly said that before the season started, like 6 weeks ago, he could have made an impact?
I'm sure he wanted to play. I'm sure he still wants to play.
That's all anybody's saying is you're Coach K. If you... You know, you're saying something now to get something done. If he had said something earlier, maybe they could have just waited.
I mean, he's Coach K. If he makes a couple of phone calls to a few other coaches who feel obligated to say yes to back him because it's Coach K.
I've also read a story in the New York Post, a college basketball game that Duke played in. I said, Coach Mike K, in parentheses, no relation.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that decision in retrospect? Mm.
You know what? How'd it work out for me?
Wow, very strong.
I mean, you're so talented, you can overcome little pitfalls, but like, looking back, was that the right thing to do?
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Yeah, I went for cute, and I think I landed it.
You know who else is cute and adorable? Who? Mark Ballard. Happy birthday to Ballard.
Ballard!
One of the great listeners of the show. He listens every day, watches on the YES Network. Tremendous man, great godfather to Bear, and all-around gentleman.
39? How old is he?
I think Ballard might be 45.
Oh, really? He's older than you.
He's a couple years older than me. And also, it's a
great.
It's a little unclear what his birthday is because a couple of years ago, he called me when he realized that he was a year younger than he thought.
That's odd.
So what's the confusion? Like when they left him in a basket on the doorstep? Or, I mean,
he didn't know. He just had gotten confused along the way at some point. It's one of my favorite things that ever happened.
I want to defend him, and I want to like him, and I'm going to continue to like him.
Well, he's a stoner. I mean, this isn't a bad quality.
Well, he's not too bright.
He's been to over 100 fish shows.
Michael shows Bob Shoes, and he's about as straight as you could get.
But
that's neither here nor there.
Sometimes you might get a little confused like Michael did with his birthday.
Listen to Michael. Michael, you're complaining about Ballard being off by a year. You went the wrong direction by four.
But I always said that I was 53 next Saturday. I was born in 1961. I can do the math. This guy is not bright. You shouldn't be hanging out with him.
You should never forget the year you were born. That should be ingrained in your soul. So maybe you have little slip-ups.
He didn't forget the year, But the math got jumbled at some point. So he called.
Are you defending this?
He called his mom one day.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's like, Mom, can you believe it? You know, I can't believe I'm turning 40 this year. Mom! And she goes, what do you mean? You're turning 39. When he told me this, I was like, dude, you were just given a year of life.
No, but that's brain damage, unless you're just making up an arbitrary birthday. Because if you're 40, it should be easy to do the math.
No, that's a
good
point. If you
know what year it is.
Now, I don't remember if it was actually his 40th, though. So it might have been.
This is the kind of guy, right? That, I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, half the stuff I say.
No, you really don't.
He's a drain on society. He will be a drain on our society. We'll have to take care of him in his later years.
What do you mean? He's taking care of himself. He's doing fine.
This guy can't figure out his birthday. It's not a good sign.
He's earning his own Social Security.
Now listen, I'm all for the legalization of marijuana, but if it's doing that kind of damage, Peter, then...
That will do it for ENN on this Wednesday evening.
You know, I got a direct message from Incarcerated Bob earlier.
Really? Those are really
nice. Yes.
He is hearing that very soon, legalized gambling in New York.
Bob! Really?
That's a game changer.
That's what he said. And he and Cuomo are very tight. Michael Casio on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. We come back. We'll take your phone calls. We'll lead you to 7 o'clock. At that time, it's Carlin, Kayla Greco-Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.